Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is now time for the Jerry Jones Show. Every Tuesday at 8:30 here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. And Jerry, of course, is brought to you by Ford. Built for Texas, built for you. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, guys. Mike, good to be on with you guys.
Jerry, we have some news coming in that Coach Mike Leach has passed away because of some health issues. Do you have a lot of interactions or any classic stories about Coach Leach that everyone in the football world seems to have?
Well, listen, I had such respect for him. I knew him fairly well. And would enjoy talking football with him. Some of his experience as a young coach there with some of the Barry Switzer and Bob and his time with him were really just classic stories that you would get from someone that spent his life in football and by the way, had a really unique, effective, successful a skill in terms of, if you will, offensive football. So, boy, he's going to be missed. He's a guy that always made it better, made the game better. He's a real personality. So my best to his family. I know his boy has been at Arkansas for a couple of years, or not a couple of years, but for several years. But so I'm real but just real sad for their family and certainly pay tribute to Mike's career.
Jerry, you guys made some news yesterday with the acquisition of T.Y. Hilton. Why did you guys decide to sign T.Y.?
Well, of course, I've always admired him as as the player he was there at Indianapolis and knew that he was picking his team, so to speak, seriously. He had a lot of interest out there. We knew it. We've known it. And he, of course, was interested in what we're doing and what we're doing at this time. And so it was an opportunity for us. We took it, and he can really help us out. He's really one of the smartest receivers that I can remember. Kelvin Martin was such an influence when I first came with the Cowboys. And I've heard Michael Irvin give Kelvin Martin such credit for a lot of the things that happened in his career. But the thing that always stood out about Kelvin Martin was how smart he played the game. And T.Y. has some of those characteristics and got a lot of speed, runs really well, and, of course, is ready to fit, ready to go.
Is that what you're looking for physically, Jerry, in terms of the skill set, that burner to be a deep threat down the field? Is that his best attribute?
Well, we've got a lot of position flex with him, but I would say that he's got that step. But he also brings a ton of experience. That's big, real big, because we'll want him to step in immediately. And these guys that have played a lot of football in the NFL have a good chance of doing that. He's seen the kinds of routes that we're going to run. He has seen them time and time again in the NFL, so, and there at Indianapolis. So I think he's a real pickup for us that will, frankly, hit the ground running and immediately give us some help.
Why did you feel he was a need? Did you think and see that the rest of the wide receiving core was lacking a little bit?
Well, no. The real, for his availability, has a lot to do with it. But I think that we have continued to look for a speed element, being able to have a player that can give those secondaries something else to think about out there as our core base of receivers are basically doing their thing, and he does that. He's a receiver that the defense will have to honor, and when he does, he'll make it better for Wilson. He'll make it, not Wilson, but Brown, and he'll make it better for, of course, with Lamb. And so I'm glad's not the word for it. I'm excited the fact that he's available.
We're talking with Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones here on 105 Through the Fan. Jerry, does this take you guys out of the running for Odell Beckham Jr. at least until, you know, the spring?
Of course, we wouldn't have been interested in Odell had he not had the kind of talent that certainly can last to the spring, so to speak. But I think it's fair to say that he's a outstanding receiver. He's, as you well know, he's not ready to play today. That's important, and but he will be ready come spring, and he's a receiver that I think would fit any team. And so I want to easily say there's going to be continued interest in Odell.
But is it safe to say he won't be on this year's version of the Dallas Cowboys?
No, I wouldn't go that far if you'll include the playoffs.
Okay. Jerry Jones right here on DFW Sports Station.
Jerry, you know, you guys were dealt a big blow with the loss of Terrence Steele this week. I assume it sounded like after the game you were saying Josh Ball, Jason Peters, those would be guys who you'd turn to here at right tackle. Jason Peters at 41 years old, now, is he a guy you think that can handle a full 60, 70 snaps every game down this, you know, these remaining weeks?
Yeah. Yes, I do. And we're so fortunate to have him. I think he's a Hall of Famer, ultimately. And I was real impressed with the way he stepped in Sunday. One thing that I want to brag on is how our coaching staff and how the players themselves in the offensive line have created us quite a bit of flexibility here. So with the fact that we've got Tyron Smith coming back, that gives us some real options here on how to set this up without Steele. So we'll see how the week unfolds, but we've got some real options here to go forward, and that's a real credit to your coaching staff.
Jerry, how are you feeling about an updated timeline for Tyron Smith to return at left tackle?
Well, he'll be in, as I see it right now, he'll be playing Sunday, and we'll see how that works. But I'm planning on, and I know that he's planning on having a good week of practice, and if so, then we could see him get snapped Sunday.
So, Jerry, Brad Sham yesterday told me I was overreacting. Mike McCarthy came on the show, said he wasn't too worried about it. I'm worried about these slower starts. Giants, Colts was close until the fourth quarter. We all know what happened on Sunday. Are you worried a little bit about the way you guys have won the last 3 weeks, or you just take the W's and not worry about it?
No, I will tell you, we all want to see that fast start, and I thought we had it. Mm-hmm. When we came out the other day, especially when we had offensive possession, boy, the way we were able to execute the running game, we had a overthrow there early from Dak, but other than that, I thought we started fast. And but again, it's just a reminder that how all NFL teams have really outstanding football players. All of them do. And I know you're tired of hearing that this week, but they do. And anytime you step out there, if you give the other team chances, like turnovers, then you could be in for a dogfight, no matter what your current rank is as opposed to the team you're playing. But I thought we started actually fast. And then, of course, the punt took the air out of us momentum-wise and lifted the other team, which can happen. And then you do that with some help of turnovers, and you can end up in the shape that we were in. To me, and I want to burn this in our head because that's the way I feel about it, I see one of the best and momentous goal line stands that I can remember by our defense. Mm. And stopped them against high odds because they had been effective in making some short yardage. And then turn around and Dak lead a 98-yard drive to win the game with that much on our shoulders. That's the memory I'm taking away from that game. Not necessarily a lot of the turnovers and mistakes we made in between. Can we not have those turnovers? Can we do better? You can bet that no one is more sensitive about how we can do what went in between the first quarter and the last quarter of that game. This team is going to have that burn in their mind, too, and that's a good thing.
Jerry, I know you said after the game that the Texans came out and gave some looks that, you know, had frustrated the passing game, frustrated Dak a little bit. Similar question to, I guess, the one that had come out after Denver last year. Do you expect teams to play you similarly the rest of the way as to what Houston threw at Dak on Sunday?
I expect to see it all over the next weeks ahead and into the playoffs. We're going to really see it. You especially see it differently in the playoffs. And so if you think about the potential of the games we'll have in the playoffs plus the next four games, that's almost three-quarters of a high school schedule or college schedule. So we got a lot of football left, and we'll see everything.
Are you concerned with the amount of interceptions he's thrown lately, or do you like the aggressiveness?
Well, the two are actually what if I said yes? Okay, period. To your question, and I'm not criticizing your question, but certainly those concerns those interceptions can neutralize great execution and effort in other parts of the game. Interceptions can. That's being tried. But I will tell you now, the definition of aggressiveness doesn't have to include turnovers. It does not have to include that. Aggressive does not. And I do like aggressiveness without the turnovers.
Jerry Jones with Sean and RJ every single Tuesday at this time on 105.3 The Fan. You had a lot of praise for our new best friend on Fridays, Mike McCarthy. He's been gold on the morning show. Just kind of reset that for the radio audience, Jerry. Another 10-win season and the job that you think Coach McCarthy has done this year with your team?
Well, we all know that starting the game off against Tampa with a rough outing, and then on top of that, lose Dak was about as the best example I know of getting hit right on the nose when you walk in with a smile on your face to the party. That was our season start. And for us to be sitting here with 10 wins at this juncture, working through it, the great job that the team and the great job Rush did to give us this opportunity, And now then to be here, frankly, keeping in mind the loss of Steele, we're here pretty healthy. And we all want to knock on wood there. That, I will tell you, is great coaching management. And on the way, we have gotten a lot of snaps to a lot of young football players or players that needed the experience. And, boy, they've played a lot of snaps on both sides of the ball. That's taking advantage of an opportunity and living to tell about it, sitting here at 10 wins. And so we've really prepared ourselves for now, which is the football time. It's the putting together the team that you're going to have walk in that playoffs. And Mike has done an outstanding job. And he's done it with his staff. He's done it with Quinn. He's done it with Moore. So, yes, I do sing his praises. The team is in good shape mentally. Very good shape. Everybody's excited about what might happen. You got to give Mike his credit for being the architect of all of that.
Jerry, we all think that you're in the contention conversation. We know that your hopes are very high. Is there an area where you're saying, this is concerning me a little bit? If we can just clean this up or improve this a little bit, I feel even better about us as a contender. Is there an area there for you?
Well, since we all know that there's just no such thing as being perfect in football, that's really a big part of what makes it so challenging. It's like holding Jell-O in both hands just the minute that it stops coming out and between the little finger, then here it comes out the other side in a middle finger. So the whole point is that it's a continual process of getting better. You want, at any juncture, you want bright eyes, you want excited players, you want committed players, you want good health, and you want a combination of success. But you'd love to have some battle-tested, some real, if you will, tests of will along the way if you're getting ready to go into your most important part. And so I like the fact that we've been tested. We've been without Prescott. We've had games where Prescott could have played better, which is the nature of the position, by the way, to have that kind of attention. But we've seen him play outstanding and do some outstanding work at quarterback, and I know comparing him to a lot of other quarterbacks, we're fortunate to be going into these playoffs with him and with him healthy. So when I look at these areas, I don't see a area that that's gaping with something that we're going to have to compromise the rest of the team to overcome that problem. I don't see that. I see a big good balance. I see a balance. I see a balanced team, defense, offense, special teams. That's been a work in progress. We're in good shape there. So if we can maintain this health thing and not get a rash of injuries over these next four ball games, boy, I think we've got a chance to walk in and go into those playoffs with a real solid potentially. Team that can really advance and maybe get the big one.
Jerry, we saw the news at the end of last week that you guys are planning to spend close to $300 million to upgrade portions of AT&T Stadium in advance of the World Cup. Can you talk about those upgrades? And I mean, is this going to be anything that's going to be noticeably different in terms of aesthetics and things like that?
Since building that stadium, we've always known that you've got to always be if you will, maintaining the experience. And a big part of our stadium was that the stadium was built for the approximately 100,000 that can come to the stadium. And but you could have had a great place for the Cowboys and not had what we have out there and still had a great place for the Cowboys to play with that number of people. Stadiums are downsizing, and we're downsizing then, but I chose to go the other way. But the thing to remember is that stadium was really built for television, and it was really built so that Al Michaels, or it was built so that when John Madden was there, or Chris Collins were today, that when they are talking not to the 100,000 people at the stadium, but to the 25, 30 million people that are watching, and they say, folks, you ought to see this place. It looks brand new. It's pristine. There's no intellectual clutter. The squares are with the squares. The rectangles, they match the rectangles. The circles are with the circles. There's no clutter here. And it's beautiful. You can eat off the floors at the event level, and I say that literally, where it's usually hectic. And so those are the goals that we have out there, and as a part of that is this $300 million project that we have that will maintain the stadium just like the day we walked in it when it was brand new, and we'll add some things that are better than what we had 15 years ago.
And it'll be ready for the World Cup.
Yes.
Which will be here. There we go.
So
hopefully.
Can you confirm we're going to get it, Jerry?
I can't, but we're in the hunt, and that's a thrill. And it's exciting to think about, and we're working hard. But we can make this stadium the best one they've ever had a World Cup in, and be a great way to present soccer.
Jerry, if the playoffs started today, you guys would be in Tampa, which is a team that is below 500. The league's never really gone to, you know, best record to host a playoff game. Has there been discussions about that within league meetings about getting rid of division winners automatically getting a playoff game over a team, a home playoff game over a team with a better record?
Well, you can imagine there's always been discussions about that key point for teams. And it's usually the same ones. It's not the same team, but it's the ones that would have liked, with their type season, a better shot to get in it. And that's natural. And I like our system that we're in right now. I'm well aware of any of the flaws that might be there. You could have a team with as a division champ that doesn't have as good a record as one that's third in their division, but still there are some reasons for that too, competitively, that we strive for. I think it's a great one. It keeps it's exciting for our fans. And the main thing, it really, since I've been in the NFL now for 30-something years, it maintains the promise in each of our 32 markets that our team has still got a chance. We can get in the big game, and we all know this crazy football. And if you get in the tournament and you got 3-2 games to play, you could be world champs. And that's what it's about. It's who is standing at the end. And that is our game.
Jerry, last one for you here. Do you have any update on Jonathan Hankins? I know he had the pec strain, but do you have any idea how long he'll be out?
You could see Jonathan back for the playoffs. He won't be back before then.
Jerry, thank you so much for all the answers and the time. Hopefully you're dodging the weather today, and we'll hear you on Friday. Good luck Sunday.
Well, that's great. We got our NFL meeting in town today and tomorrow, and got some key things to be working on, but more importantly, day off for our players, and then they'll be coming back getting ready for a team that I respect a lot over in Jacksonville. So we got a big week planned ahead of us.
Jerry, did you have that hype in your mind that Trevor Lawrence was like the next great one when he was coming out of Clemson?
Well, he was outstanding. I know that coaching staff over there uniquely pretty good. And I knew he was an outstanding talent, and he hasn't disappointed. Now, he's a very, very talented quarterback for the NFL, and he gives us fits when we think about him.
Jerry, thank you so much. Have a good meeting. We'll catch up soon.
You bet, guys. Have a good day.
Jerry Jones brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.